Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. My brothers and sisters, this will not be too long because this name is so beautiful and straightforward. And it's very easy for us to connect with this name because we love it. People love to be treated that way, and they love to treat others that way. The name of Allah Al-Kareem is mentioned in the Quran in several places, and it means the most noble, the most generous. Everybody loves to receive generosity. Everybody loves to receive nobility from others. What is nobility? Nobility carries so much meaning. It's again when you carry integrity and dignity, but you're noble in the way that you treat yourself and treat others. So when you see that others are going to feel, for example, embarrassed, you don't embarrass them in front of people. You hold back because you are a man of nobility or a woman who is noble. If people visit you as guests and you invite them, you treat them well and you make them feel like it's their home. You are noble. When you have wealth and Allah has given you ease and comfort in life, and you can help people with the wealth and strength and skills that you have, then you are noble. When you have self-respect and you don't allow people to cross the boundaries that humiliate you or your family and so on, you are noble. When you feel that someone else is going to be harmed or humiliated, and you feel that you can humiliate them so that you can look good, you don't do it because you are noble. Allah is the most noble and the most generous. Nobody can be more generous than Allah and more noble than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ صُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. Surah 82, verse 6 to 8, Allah says, O man, meaning O human being, men and women, what has deceived you about your Lord, the most noble, the most generous, who created you, shaped you, and made you well proportioned, and set you in whatever form He pleased? And what does Allah please? He is pleased with only good form for you. Allah says in the Quran also,
وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ.
We have truly honored the son of Adam. We've honored the human being. We've subjected, Allah says in the Quran, and we subjected all creation for him or her. The sun rises for you, the moon gives you light, the oceans, the gravity, the way the world works, the earth, the protection, the animals, the livestock, the nature. You use it at your disposal. You, my dear brother and sister, Allah reminds you how generous and noble Allah is above you. And He says, what deceived you? What deceived you about your Lord, the most generous, the most noble? مَا غَرَّكَ? What made you think you are so self-sufficient that you don't even need your Creator? Allah doesn't need us, that we worship Him and and show him thanks. Allah doesn't need that. He is aziz, he's honorable beyond that. But Allah wants you to think for yourself, what made you so arrogant and self-sufficient that you think that you're above your Creator? Who? Now he reminds you, who he created you. What does created mean? Did Allah create you as you are right now, like this? Did you come out from your mother looking like this? Did you not go through a process of birth and development? What were you and I before we were even an embryo in the wombs of our mother? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding you in a very careful and subtle way, in an indirect way, without harming your feelings too much. Allah says, "Alladhi khalaqak." Think about how He created you. Fasawwaka, and He is the one who like fashioned you, made you go through stages of creation, and then He made you proportioned. So you didn't just come, you didn't make yourself. Khalaqak. What did He create you from? Allah is very honorable in the way that He says He created you. You know what Allah is saying to you? So if a person is arrogant and thinks that he's so self-sufficient, full of pride and arrogance against his Creator, and dares to debate and argue and refute God's words, Allah reminds you, where did you come from, O man? Allah says in another word, in another verse, in Surah Al-Insan, min nutfatin. You came from an intermingled drop of a male sperm and female ovum. They're just mixed together, and you were that little milky drop. Forgive me, brothers and sisters, if you don't like to hear those words, but sometimes you have to be so accurate and specific to really appreciate what Allah is telling us here. You and I, originally, were this little tiny drop. That's why one companion, I think it was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, stood up once in a sermon and reminded the people. He said, "O people, worship Allah and fear Allah and respect Allah and honor Allah. And remember that you were created from pathways, the same pathways where urine comes from." And not literally, some people are going to get scientific with me, but he's saying, you came from that area. Allah says, min nutfa. And we dare to come and say, who is God? Who is Allah? How can He tell me what to do? And not only that, Allah is also gently telling you, I was gentle with you. I put you into a safe place. I didn't just throw you on the street like that. You were inside of a safe place where you were developing, growing, turning into something magnificent. And I didn't ask for any of you to do anything about it. Allah is saying He created the mechanisms, everything, a system inside the body while you sleep and go and come. And you are being developed inside of that safe depository, inside of that womb in your mother. Mercy, rahim. And then you were born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gently created your form as a baby in a way that you don't harm yourself. He made your nostrils, the cartilage in your nostrils, strong so that when you move this way or that way, when you're breastfeeding, your nostrils don't close and so you can continue breathing. He created for the baby the ability to swallow and breathe at the same time. He created light cartilage in you, not strong, so that when you fall, you don't hurt yourself or break your bones. You're able to bend your joints a little bit more because you're going to learn how to walk. Well, if you're going to learn how to walk, of course, Allah is going to make it easy for you. He's not going to make you in a way where you can break easily. He made your bone able to bend. You came out of your mother where your head, your skull, because it's so big, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created little cuts around your skull so that the bones are in parts so that they can overlap each other and your skull doesn't break. And so when you come out, and then it makes your skull go back the way into a circle. And He made your brain a little bit smaller so that when your skull gets smaller, it doesn't squash your brain. Even your ears, as a baby, made that cartilage so soft so that when you turn and toss and turn in your bed, it doesn't hurt. La ilaha illallah. All of that for you. And then you grow up in the care of parents and so on. And then Allah says, فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. And then behold, he grows up and he becomes argumentative, full of pride and arrogance. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to be generous to you and continues to be noble to you. He continues to cover your sin. He continues to guide you. He continues to give you time, chances after chances. People in this world swear at God, at Allah. They abuse His words and His prophets and messengers, and Allah gives them clemency, gives them time, gives them another chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us certain examples of how He is noble and generous to us. He says, for example, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever brings forth one good deed, Allah will reward that person tenfold for one good deed.
وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
Whoever brings forth the good deed will take 10 hasanat for it. Whoever brings forth a bad deed will only be given one bad deed in its place, and they will not be wronged in the least. Tenfolds He gives you for one good deed, and that is the minimum. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah says, and He multiplies for whoever He wills, up to 70, up to 700 for one good deed. Allah rewards you one good deed for just intending to do a good deed, even if you don't do it. And He gives you one sin only, one. If you intended to do a sin and then you did it, He rewards you one good deed. If you intended to do a sin, but then you changed your mind for His sake, and then if you intended to do a good deed and you did it, Allah rewards you 10 default. By default, 10, up to 70, up to 700. He counts one prayer that you do equal to 10. So when you pray your 5 daily prayers, they're equal to 50 every day. The Prophet ﷺ told us that from every salah, every prayer you pray to the next salah, Allah forgives all your minor sins in between, just for praying it. From Fajr to Dhuhr, from Dhuhr to Asr, from Asr to Maghrib, from Maghrib to Isha, and then afterwards you sleep, all your sins forgiven in between without you even asking Allah, just for praying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us ways that we can earn His great rewards and forgiveness by practicing it among each other. For example, in Sahih Muslim, number 2569, we see that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that Allah says, on the Day of Judgment, He will tell His servant, any of us, "My servant, I was ill, you didn't check on me." And the servant will say, "Oh my Lord, how can I check on you when you are the Lord of everything, the most powerful? How could you get ill?" And He says, "Person so-and-so was ill and you knew about him. You didn't check on him. Had you checked on them, you would have found me there. I got hungry, you didn't feed me." He says, "Oh Lord, how can I feed you when you are the most powerful and the self-sufficient?" He said, "My servant so-and-so was hungry. You knew it. Had you fed them, you would have found me there. I got thirsty. How, my Lord?" "My servant so-and-so was thirsty. You knew it. And he's thirsty in need. Had you given him water, you would have found me there." Allah is generous to you by you being generous to others. In Al-Bukhari 2442, Muslim 2580, covering a private sin or mistake of another, Allah will cover yours on the Day of Judgment. Relieving a hardship of another person, Allah will relieve a hardship of yours. helping a brother in need, Allah will help you on the Day of Judgment. And many other ways. Bringing some happiness to a sad person or family, Allah will bring you happiness. Dua, making a prayer for other people in their absence. An angel is there making dua for you too in their place. Forgiving a remorseful person who had wronged you, but they're remorseful. Allah will forgive you. Thanking others, Allah thanks you. Goodness to parents, spouses, children, family, Allah does goodness to you. Nothing is lost. And Allah rewards generously for the little that you do. My final words is about a man. Yeah, I've said this before, but I'll summarize it. Which is in Sahih Muslim, Sahih Bukhari, the last man to enter paradise. He finally enters it. And when he is taken out of hellfire, this man has done so much evil in life that he looks back at the fire and says, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah who has saved me from you and he has given me what he has not given to anyone before me or after me. Hold on a minute, but everybody's already entered paradise and he's the last one. Doesn't he know that? Yes, he knows that. But what he means is this. From the amount of evil that he has done, he never assumed that he deserves to ever come out of hellfire. So he's saying, if anybody did what I did, they would never receive to be freed from the fire. So Allah has given me what he's never given to anyone before me or after. And then Allah puts him into paradise and then he says, oh my Lord, looks like everybody's taken their place. And then Allah says to him, my kingdom never runs out. You will have from paradise as much as the earth and 10 times as much as the world. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity. And the last hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, every Muslim believer in Allah and his true message, who believed wholeheartedly in the word La ilaha illallah, there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, will eventually enter paradise, even if he or she had major sins. Maybe some people Allah will forgive on the Day of Judgment. Maybe some people Allah will enter the fire a bit. Maybe some people will be punished, but eventually they'll go to paradise. Abu Dharr, who is the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was very outspoken. He said, Ya Rasulullah, wa in zana wa in sarq, even if he or she committed adultery and fornication and stole, they'll eventually enter paradise. He says, wa in zana wa in sarq, even if he committed adultery, fornication, and stole. Abu Dharr goes, Ya Rasulullah, did you hear what I said? Even if he steals, a thief, and he used to commit adultery and fornication, will enter paradise. He says, even if he is, Ya Abu Dharr, the third time he said it again. And this time the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, oh yes, Ya Abu Dharr, and more, whether you like it or not. Raghima anfu Abu Dharr, whether you like it or not. In Bukhari and Muslim. My brothers and sisters, in this short summary about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Al-Kareem, the most generous, the most noble, makes us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we practice it and when we honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that and we assume of Allah this and worship Allah, believing in Him in the way that He deserves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the noble and the generous in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes closer to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and shortcomings, unite our hearts in goodness and iman, and make our hearts love the worship of Allah and goodness, and keep it away from the fire and anything that brings us close to it. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.